Okay, good evening. Right, Mem Gimel Amad Aleph, we were just taking a look at the Gemara the Halacha, by the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Reish Mem Ches. So we saw yesterday, the Halacha, we don't take on like the Rashbam, there is an Issa to go on a ship within 3 days of Shabbos, except for the Dvar Mitzvah. Dvar Mitzvah you can go even on Erev Shabbos. The odd is to talk about even on Shabbos itself. But basically, short of that, you can definitely go Erev Shabbos. All you do is you tell the sailor, please, you know, you try and arrange with him that he should stop on Shabbos. Halacha l'maaseh, even if he's not going to listen to you, you make your point and that's good enough. If it's for Dvar Rishus, then not within 3 days. The Gaon holds that means Thursday, Friday, and obviously Shabbos as well, whereas others hold it includes Wednesday as well. So here we go with the Ramah then said that we just about saw the Ramah, that the Ramah said that before 3 days, however, it's permitted, right? Mm. Even if it's going to be pulled by animals. In other words,
a canal boat.
What? No, the chiddush of this is, yeah, but the chiddush is because when it comes to a wagon, wagons are problematic even if you were on the wagon before 3 days. You can't stay on the wagon on Shabbos, right? So you may have thought this is the same. We don't say that. There is going to be, based on safe base, the Mishnah Berurah makes mention of the fact that even within 3 days it could be its motto. The reason why it talks about 3 days is because of the other ships. So that we have to wait to see safe base if we get to there.
When you talk about steamships and things like that, mechanically propelled, as opposed to,
it's going to be much the same as long as you've got Rogoy.
Right.
They're not going to be doing anything specifically for you. Then we said, so we're talking about before 3 days, no problem, even if the water is not 10 tefachim deep. So you may say, it's going to be tchumen, come ashalom, we're not worried about that, as long as you start, you know, before Wednesday. And then we said, even in a place where the Yisrael will need, we know this part as well, yeah, we're going to end up having to do malacha on Shabbos in order to make the boat go. What does that mean today? Because before 3 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, in other words, at that point, a person is not mechuyev to start worrying about maybe it's going to come to Chil Shabbos. Yeah?
In all circumstances.
No, see, in other words, that is, if you go on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, then we view it I'm going to be Mechal Shabbos, but that's already problematic. But if you go Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, I went out Beheta, so if I end up in Sakhona, then it's mutter for me to do Malacha. And if there's no need, I'm not going to be doing Malacha, stop. It's only if it's Pikul HaNefesh or something like that. Sorry, say again?
What Malacha are you talking about?
Anything. Any Malacha. The sea is a dangerous place. Whatever has to be done.
Right.
Yeah? Could be making knots.
I can't see what the difference is between more than 3 days and less than 3 days.
We already explained, because within 3 days it's already connected to Shabbos, and therefore at that point you're mechuyev to start taking precautions
and dissipate.
We're not going to stop Shabbos. It's definitely going to be stuck on. I'm definitely going to do melacha. It's a precaution, like you said, taking precautions. I'm not going to take precautions within 3 days. I can't spend my whole life taking precautions.
You shouldn't get in a car and drive and 3 days before Shabbos.
Why?
Because you might be on a journey somewhere, break down and get stuck there, and Shabbos comes in, what are you going to do?
So for that, we're very lucky that the Mechaber finishes off and comes and tells us that if it's, as long as when you set out there's enough time to get there before Shabbos, that's the halacha. You're not going to worry beyond that.
So when you get in a boat, there might be the same.
Correct, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
So if you think there's enough time to get there, then you can get on it within 3 days.
Yeah, sure.
It's only when you don't know, or it's a long journey.
Yeah, it's a long journey. We're talking about a case where I'm expecting to be on there still on Shabbos. Yeah?
So if you're going to Manchester,
Now, there's a certain amount of common sense as well. Then, yes, you don't say, well, Waze says it's going to take 3 hours, so I'll leave 3 hours before shopping.
No, but if you were to be leaving enough time, and then you realise you're not going to get there before Shabbos.
Then you stop your car? Of course you're going to stop your car.
So you are mechuyev?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, if I did that anyway.
Assuming it's safe to stop your car.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. Don't yeah. cause...
No, it's dangerous. Hotel.
But it's an interesting situation actually, because then you, to walk you'd be, you'd say you've got, where will your tum be in that situation, where
wherever
you stop
you
the
are.
Car, so you've got 2,000, you've got 2,000 amas from there, you start with Hiroshima.
Well, hopefully you'll be in a built up enough area that you do have 2,000 amas from a bit further than that.
Way, yeah.
And then just
you could be limited, you could be, but you would be in the car.
It's just you can stay in the car.
Yeah, so yeah. You might get a head to walk all the way, you know.
I think, that's right, if a person's mum is stuck.
It is a chunder to just stay in the car.
It's a good idea if a person is going, it's a good idea to take with, some colours and
on a Friday, yeah.
I mean, you know, if there can be an accident traffic sat to stand for 8 hours, what are you going to do that? Yeah, it's okay, it's not. Which is why a lot of people take the advice not to journey on Friday. Fine. So then, what else do we have? Right. Okay. So then the Mechaber continues on. Again, the Mishnah Berurah makes the point. By the way, it doesn't mean. If you have to do Malach on the end, if you can get a goy to do, obviously you have to get the goy to do it. Says the Mechaber, the last part of Sif Aleph, he says, if it's just a short journey, Kamoi min Tzur l'Tzidon, such as if you're going from Tzur to Tzidon, this is Mr. Israel's point here, Shein v'nehem v'kiyem ha'alach yamechot, it's only one day's journey, then what's left to be better? Shabbos, well, we can leave first thing Friday morning, and you can go, there's nothing wrong with that. Because it's perfectly possible to reach there before Shabbos. I'm not mechuyev to start worrying about what ifs. Yeah, there may be a what if, and if that what if comes about, then okay, I'll have to. You'll either be stuck. I mean, if it's a car, you're going to be stuck. If it's a boat, you'll stay on the boat. Aye, then it comes to all sorts of problems before Shabbos. Okay, but that's because it's because I've managed at that point. I wasn't mechuyev. I haven't done anything irresponsible. Yeah. And then he says, "Mokum shes nohagu shel hafi be'er Shabbos kalal afi de'erach mo'at imachigim." But if you live in a place, if you live in a place where the minhag mokum is not to leave on erev Shabbos, then don't do it. Right? I actually think they put up recently, no, if I'm not mistaken, sign up, maybe from Zdasi or whatever, just warning people of this. Am I right? Or let's see, I'm on those supports. No, just warning people, don't leave, especially on winter, but even in Shabbos, even in the summer, be careful that people don't leave too close to Shabbos, they're going to Bournemouth or whatever, there was a note there.
Did something happen? I mean, what
I assume people, there have been cases where people have got stuck. So,
let me get something clear. When is it obliged to leave more than 3 days before Shabbos? It's only if you know that the journey is, let's say, a week's thing, and you're going to be over Shabbos on a boat.
Correct.
Only then are you obliged to make sure that you leave on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday.
Correct. Exactly.
Okay.
Is this a 4-day journey?
4-day journey, same thing.
Yeah, it's not just a week.
No, but what I mean is, if it's a journey that's going to include a Shabbos, I don't mean just 7, I mean if you're on a cruise for 7 days, then you've got to get on it Sunday, Monday or Tuesday.
Correct.
It may not be applicable if it's today's liners.
Okay, that's something else. Correct. Today's cruiser, that may be something else. Again, just there is a halacha in actually the next sermon which does talk about, that's maybe what people are familiar with, that a person really shouldn't leave on Erev Shabbos, you shouldn't journey more than 3,000. Now, the thinking behind that is, this is why it's important, I'll just mention it now, is because, again, there's a thing, you should arrive earlier enough to wherever you're going to be staying. What's considered to be early enough? We say, well, Sholosh Parasot is basically a third of what a person can go in a day. We say a person walks 10 parasot in a day. So what that means, if you're thinking 3 parasot, that's nothing. I mean, that's basically 12 kilometres. Yeah, I'll get you tested.
That's walking, is it?
Oh, so as far as that would be considered walking. So you make the same calculation. Basically, as long as you've got, so let's say a third of the day. So you calculate what the length of the day is, and then so let's say at the moment it's probably got a good 4 hours plus. So as long as you know you could therefore leave early Friday morning, and you could go to Bournemouth because that is expected to be able to do it for 4 hours. Yes, something can happen, but again, I'm not. There's no issue. You may not feel it. You may say it's you're too nervous. Whatever. That could be. That each person can make that decision. Now, the issue, Shabbat, there wouldn't be.
Is it here or just good advice?
He said no. That's the Mishnah test, isn't it? Yeah.
But if you're nervous and you want to, you set yourself a longer period before Shabbos. You're not breaking Shabbos because the din is a shorter period.
What, say again?
Well, we said the other day that if it's Osa, if the Rabbanim have determined that this is what is okay, which is Muslim, which is Osa, and you want to be very well on yourself, then it would be wrong to do so.
Yeah, correct. This is more like Mr. Israel said. I'm not doing it on dick. I'm not doing it on dick. I'm doing it posher on fence. Right, see up. Meaning to say, because, well, it's something else. I don't want, it's not a question whether it's Muslim or Osa. I don't want to be stuck in the middle of, I don't know, whichever county you're going to end up in for Shabbos.
You are allowed to.
Yeah, for sure. Again, whilst we're already mentioning it, there is again, you can look in some generation of tests, you'll see that the bus says that the might want your journeying by wagon, which basically means car, train, or anything like that will all be included in it. You can even RPR lot, or you can even after Chatzos. You can leave after Chatzos. And if you take food with you, in other words, that if I do get stuck along the way, I've got the provisions. Not only that, because also part of it is the reason why we want you to get there early is because then there should be food for Shabbos. That's actually what the Gemara said. Yeah. So the Bialocha says, some say therefore, if you've got food with you, so then the whole thing of the 3 parasols wouldn't really apply. I don't know if you can start making other colours and saying, well, if I'm going to Manchester, even if I do arrive there late, as long as I don't arrive there 2 minutes before Shabbos, there's shops there, there's plenty of Jewish shops, I can get the food there. The whole chashash is going to arrive there, they're going to say, oh, we didn't realise, you know, we haven't prepared food for you, whatever it is. That's really where it comes from. In today's the way things are today, if you live in a Jewish area, you're not really reliant on that. I can go to the shop and buy some Shabbos food. Again, it will depend on when you arrive and where you're going to, or whether it's Again, I don't know if that's true or not.
The 3 parasos is the time you should arrive, 3 parasos is the maximum amount you should travel.
3 parasos, again?
Is that the maximum distance you should travel?
Yeah.
And you should arrive a third of that. Everything's a third of.
No, because the 3 parasot is based on a third. So
a third of the day.
Yeah.
So it's a third of the day.
Yeah, basically.
What about staying on the wagon? If years ago, this takes a few weeks, you know, to go from place to place. So if you have your food and you stay on the wagon because the aglon is going, you're not doing anything.
That's the separate halakha. He may bring that in the next if it's in the next if it comes up about a wagon. Wagon can potentially be more problematic. Again, it all depends.
But you're staying on it, you have your food, you have everything.
It's more problematic. That is more pro. You've got machaber, you've got other story potentially.
Let's
right?
Keep on
track. Huh? Yeah. No, the wagon was also. It's mentioned
about this. Because you have it, you have mechitza.
Yeah. That is true. There was one other thing I was going to say, and that is, these recommendations of Chazal, people should be aware that sometimes, even though we think, today it'll be alright sort of thing, I've learned, I wouldn't say the hard way, but when Chazal warns you something, don't think, I'll be alright, it's not going to apply to me. There's a Chazal talk about, not if you're going away somewhere, take your tefillin with you.
Yeah.
Take your talis and tefillin. What I mean is, I'm just going, I'll be back today. I'm just going, I'll tell you, my Tashaya, I went, again, it was my own choice, it happens, but I went to, soon before I got married, I probably told you this before, and I wrote to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. It was the only time I wrote to him. I had a few questions, and he told me, he wrote back, and he said to me, when you're in Bnei Brak, I should come into it. Right? So I wasn't one of these people who goes around, you know, all the day and things like that, especially not during this month. But that Thursday, I wasn't well, so I wasn't feeling well. So I thought, you know what, a doctor should have made sure. He says, yeah, it's to go. He actually told me to write him, I think. Anyway, so I thought, you know what, I'm finding it hard to learn anyway. Fine, Thursday night I'm going to go. So off I went to Bnei Brak. The idea was I was going to go there, hopefully get in there, and then come back that night, right? I don't know, I'd never been to Bnei Brak before. As I said, you can see I didn't really travel around. Anyway, so I arrived. So I actually took the opportunity. I went to Dr. Marv with Rav Shteyman, got a bracha from him, and then I went to queue up to get into Rav Chaim. Then what happened was, as I was getting closer and closer, they came out. They announced this was whatever time of night. They announced he's not feeling well. He's not taking anyone. No one else can come in. So now what? What do I do now? I've come all the way to Bnei Brak. So I tried to show them the notes from Rav Chaim telling, I thought maybe, he writes that to everyone, but we don't. But so initially they thought, oh, if he told you to come in, let me see it. Anyway, so I thought, no, the mice are still not.
Right.
So I thought to myself, so what am I going to do now? I'm going to go back? That's ridiculous. So
you were going to go back anyway, weren't you? Because you'd seen him, you'd have gone back.
Correct. Yeah. But now, I didn't want to go back because I thought, I didn't find you overnight. Next morning.
Overnight.
I mean, I didn't follow the event to Bar Mitzvah, so I followed it. I thought maybe I'll still have
to sit up the next morning because it's
very good. I'd been told it's much easier, right, to get in the morning. The morning is very easy. The night, there's queues, etc. You just have to wait. So after the night, he goes home, he has a chavrusha, you wait, and then you get straight in. So I thought, if I'm here, that's what I'm going to do. I didn't have to mind filling with me though.
Yeah.
Right? But I didn't even think twice about saying, why would I take filling? I'm going, and I'm coming back. Because I don't know what they're talking about. As it happens, I think I relying on, I can't remember what I was relying on, but what did I do? I tackled went to Lebanon. I knew, I'll tell you the end of the story. I thought, Lebanon, where am I going to stay tonight? I wasn't well. I was thinking, where am I going to go? Right? Let's say Leatherman. I've heard Leatherman.
What is Leatherman?
Leatherman was the shul in Bnei Brak. Okay. The Chazanesh shul, the thing. It's a big, nice big shul there.
You
know,
you get it filled in there.
No, not on that. I was where am I going to stay tonight? I thought it'd be packed. You know, this is Thursday night. After all, I go in there, not a soul. Maybe one person. I was like, what's going on in Bnei Brak? Leatherman. You know, Thursday night. So I thought I'd put my head down, try to see. It was too cold though. So I thought, if I can find my way up to Ponovich. I've never been to Ponovich. I thought, okay, here's my opportunity, right? So I went to Ponovich. That was happening. So I was able to learn a bit. Then I made my way back. I don't know. Maybe I did know this. Maybe that's why I was relying on my roommate had gone as well. He'd gone to see somebody. So I borrowed his to fill in. So he went to Dublin. I met him the next morning. That happened there. I had to Dublin the next minion, and then I went off there. But I learned from that. You know, again, I could have gone back then. It's not pshat. That was my choice. I assume I had some backup plan. I don't know what it was, but got my answers, and that was it. That was it. Yeah. So fine. See if base. So as I said, when Chazal say these things, it's
So whenever I go to shul. I see people leave their tefillin in Talafi Shul. I never leave my Talafi Tefillin in Shul. You do?
I do as well.
I don't know.
Of security or because
no, you know, you're the next morning, what's going to happen? That's right.
Yeah, but where we live, I don't have that problem because what am I going to do? If I oversleep, what am I going to do? So I'm going to go to Rukunas. Rukunas is 2 doors away. I don't know where we're
Sunday. Yeah,
more
than that. It's just.
You've got security guards there all day, etc., right? There's a. And
you have to go somewhere in the night.
It happened the other day. Somebody I know came in. He came into Nitz. He was going off to Lezhensk or wherever it was. And I think he's outside. He comes into me and he says to me, "What should I do? My talis and tefillin are locked in Rav Chonah. They don't open up till 6 o'clock for shul." And he says, "Shall I wait to done with talis and tefillin be echidus, or should I just done without talis and tefillin? What am I doing later on?" So I sent him off to, I said, go speak to Shaltiel, I mean, he'll find you to fill in there.
Sure enough. You could have it even we've got.
Yeah, no, I always have.
Then you don't have to check on the CCTV.
I could put it in the box there.
I wouldn't leave.
So you don't feel this well the next one, you can't get up.
I'll get something together. Mm-hmm. The reason why I do it is that I don't go home after that. I'm walking. I used to walk around with mine. I'd come here in the evening sometimes. I hadn't been home all day. So I'm walking around my palace and spending all day. Yeah.
Oh, I see.
So can we carry on?
Yeah. So here we go. Right, fifth base. Hold the imam fliegen basvina. Says the mechaber. That which we don't go off on a ship, Pachas Mishlesh Yom Kedem Al Shabbos, within 3 days of Shabbos, our time, the reason is, Meshameinik Shabbos. Who's that? Who says that?
Oh, I remember, we did have
the Rif. That's the Rif. Okay? As we said, we paskin like that of the Rif, not all the way, because the Rif holds that if the other reasons are pertinent, then you couldn't go on even on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We don't go that far. On the other hand, we do take on the reason of Enik Shabbos. So don't say if the other reasons don't apply, then it's Mutter, Black Air. So, no, you've got to take into effect Enik Shabbos, seasickness and things like that. Shekol Shalosh Hayom Mereshayim. Because for the first 3 days on the boat, Yishlaim Tsa'ar Ubilbul. People have, I suppose, what we would call today seasickness, and it takes a bit of time to acclimate. Bedavka Lama Fligim Ayam Mimahamaluchim. But that only applies to people who are going literally in salty waters. It's apparently it's also the whatever, not fumes, but it's the salt apparently causes the sickness as well. Abu Ban Horus, if you're going in just the rivers, Ain Shun Tsar Lama Fligim Ayam, then it doesn't cause any. If you're going down the river Thames.
Are more wavy, that's why. Not the salt itself, I don't think.
Really, it's causing more. Don't know. If you want to go on a boat down the River Thames, and stay on there for Shabbos, I don't know, you'd be allowed to do that. Even on Erev Shabbos, there's no problem. It's Misad that, right? Misad the and Misad Enik Shabbos. You don't have to start asking him to, Sheyishbos, like we thought. No, none of that. It's Mutter. V'hu sh'leyeh yodua lonu she'im ba'om kom ha'sorot spokhin. But there is a condition here, and that is, it mustn't be known to us that it's not 10 Tefachim deep. In other words, basically, if it is known to you that it's not 10 Tefachim deep, then you're going to have a problem with Tefachim.
You can have, yeah.
Again, maybe not on the River Thames, but again, certain rivers,
yeah.
You could have, I mean, depending on how far it's going to go, but yeah. Again, if you know it's less than 10 Tefachim deep, then you've got a problem.
So the default position is that it's above 10 tefachim. Default position.
Correct. Exactly. So therefore, since based on this, even to the tchumen of Yud Beis Mil, right, 12 mil,
yeah.
12 kilometers, whatever it is, it's definitely not an Issa Doraita in the waters, right? So you don't have you were not talking about any chashash Doraita. And therefore, minastam, you could be told that the water is 10 tefachim deep. You don't have to start measuring and asking about it.
So if it's below 10 tefachim, and you're saying even 12 mil is not a deraisa?
No.
Just because it's in the water?
Correct.
So there's just a special, there's a difference?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's because of
we haven't really learned about
it. It's because of Mahane Israel, no? 12 mil.
Correct.
So then even if you...
No, the reason why is not, because where does 12 mil come from? Tigrei Midbar, right? Machane Yisrael. Yeah. Water is not similar to Tigrei Midbar.
That's the reason it's different. Okay, I see it.
It's only on dry land. That's the... Okay.
Yeah.
But again, Min Astam, you don't have to be Cheshish for that. Now, then he says, Abu Mokam Shia Du Anon, but if you're in a place where I know Shemekarka Asmino Lekarka, that from the bottom of the ship to the ground, seabed, water, riverbed, Lekarka Anon, or Pokas Mi Asor, one is less than 10 Tvokhin, then also it would be forbidden. Then lot is chutz la tchum tga asad le tchum mishum isur tchumim because of the isur of tchumim. Now what that means to say is very important to realize. It doesn't mean to say that the water is not 10 tefachim deep. The water may be 10 tefachim deep, but the boat is not sitting on top of the water.
Yes.
It's sitting a little bit, at least submerged in the water. So you measure it not from the top of the water.
Yeah.
You measure it from the base of the ship.
Yeah.
Right down to the riverbed.
The base of the ship, rather than where you are.
Correct. Oh, well, hold on. Oh, now he says, Mr. Brewer adds, "Lo mi boya." Yeah, if you're sitting in the ship within 10 tefachim, yeah, then you've definitely got a problem. He says, but what the chiddush is over here is even if you're sitting on a high up place on the ship, so you are not within 10 tefachim of the water of the riverbed, nonetheless it is also. Why? He says the reason is because the ship is 4 tefachim from wide, boats at least, and it's perfectly walkable on, and therefore we view it as if you are right at the bottom of the ship.
Okay.
Right? There are matirin though. He does bring a dissenting view. Who is this? This is the Re'im. Right, that was the Mogen Avraham that we just quoted. But he says the Re'im disagrees. He says if you are sitting above 10 tefachim, as long as your feet are not dangling down within 10 tefachim, then it's perfectly fine. Lemaisa, halacha lemaisa, you could be semich on that.
You can be semich.
Yeah. Remember as well, you see, you also, I would have thought, again, I don't know, but I would have thought that another thing to bear in mind is, again, what's the swallow of the Mogen Avraham? But since it's 4 tefachim wide, so you could be walking. It's easy to walk there. I mean, therefore, even though you happen to be sitting higher up, it doesn't matter. We view it as if you're further down.
And wide at the bottom.
Or. So yeah. This is the point. If the boat comes more like this,
you're
basing on where I could be walking quite easily. Well, it's not going to be at the point where the boat is like this. The way the boats are, I would imagine, even, maybe not your own boat, but you're going to have, if the boat comes out of the way, but you can't get down to that point. Yeah. There's no way you can get there. You can't walk there. It's got a thing above, it's got, you've probably got quite a bit of, thickness there. In all probability, even according to the Mogen Avraham, you're not really going to be measuring it from the base of the ship. I would have thought you'd be measuring it from the floor of the ship.
The deck,
whatever it is. Where you can actually walk.
Okay.
So there's a lower ground, I'd have to measure it from there.
Yeah.
But, according to this other ship, I don't have to do that. If I'm sitting higher up, first floor, second floor, whatever it is, as long as your feet are not within 10 tefachim,
it's
like a tree with
a branch. No, because the branch, if it's above 10 tefachim, you're fine. And it's still attached to the ground.
Okay, fine.
So I understand. What have we decided to do? It's the base of the ship. The base of the ship, and we measure it
The base. The floor where you can walk, I think, is even according to the Mogen Avraham. You can't get to the very base. The way, again, in a normal, definitely a normal
boat. Yeah, I mean, if it curves round, it's a row like a rowing boat.
Correct.
You've got a floor.
So it's got to be somewhere where potentially you could walk, both far and wide. But even
and then we measure from there. And we measure from there to the floor of the
correct. Correct. And it's got to be that you know that it's within 10 tefachim. It's not likely that you're going to be in such water. It could be, but lemaisa. You can be semi-chol, you can be mekel on the other shitter anyway, so as long as you're sitting higher up. The other shitter says you measure from where you are, where your feet are. So if your feet are dangling down, make sure you pull up your feet. Yeah?
Because there are two floors, you have to be careful not to go on the lower floor, the whole Shabbos and things like that.
Chol of Shabbos.
Once
you do go down to a certain point, then you're going to be kind of streaked with that. Yeah. Okay. So then the Ramah goes on. The Chivas Fino, likewise on a ship, she story Chay Yisrael lo b'lidei melacha b'Shabbos. This is the point that we made. You've got to take into account the other things as well. It's not just about Erech Shabbos. If the Yisrael is going to likely come to melacha on Shabbos, also the Konis Boch Shalosh Yom Kedem HaShabbos, you're not allowed to go on the boat within 3 days of Shabbos, again, unless you're expecting to get to your destination before Shabbos. Even if they are moving rivers, and the ship is above 10 tefachim, so you've got no problem of tzuchumin, doesn't matter, you've got a different problem, which is the likelihood of coming to Malacha, and therefore Chazal said you've got to take precautions once you're within 3 days of Shabbos, like we said, even if it's Malacha Drabbana didn't come to, it doesn't help. You're not allowed to put yourself into a position where there's a likelihood of coming to having to do Malachas. Then he finishes off and he says, "Avol, but ein isra b'mesha behemus moshechet hasfino b'tzvat hanor." If you got animals which are pulling the boat on the side of the river, that's not a problem. Redomi dahalicha b'korin she'osu. That's not like going on a wagon. Wagon is a problem. This is not a problem. That's what the Gon was referring to in Sif Adav. Even within 3 days, it's not a problem.
Even if there's more yidden than going on the boat.
Yes. Yes. It's not. In other words, it does not come on the Macham.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like Ma'aborat, no? That's going from one side of the river to the next. It's going on rocks.
Well, no. It's not Macham because it's not necessarily carrying that thing. There, it's because we're worried. Remember, why can't you go on a wagon? It's being pulled by
because you might be hijacked by robbers. Or
that was a separate thing. You may cut off a branch in order to use it as a goad or something like that. Not with ships.
The wind might be broken and you get down to fix it.
Okay, it doesn't go into that.
Ships in the rivers, you might come and break a branch. Ships on the high sea.
Yeah, so apparently that wasn't...
If you're being pulled by animals, it's likely that it's not below... It's likely that it is below 10 to pocket.
It could be a
deep canal. You'd only get an animal walking where you're on a canal. You know, the canal...
It's a towpath or something.
Yeah,
otherwise
how can he...
No, that's what I'm saying. So I'm saying it's not higher than 10 to pocket.
Yeah, it could be.
It could be very deep. No, when you're under the canals, you're right at the edge of the riverbank.
It's not the distance from the riverbank, it's the distance...
No, but you're saying by the riverbank, it may be even shallow, sure. But still, not necessarily that shallow. And again, they're attached with ropes or like a long pole or something like that.
What about when they take you through a...
lock.
A lock, yeah. That's definitely below 10 to fucking you are.
Is it when you actually go in?
The water comes in. They raise the water. But it comes at one point.
Or they lower it. If you're going from a higher place,
they can lower it as well.
Okay, then you would have something to do. Yes.
Just said here that the average general depth of a canal in the UK is between 3 and 4 feet.
3 or 4 feet, that's
already
enough.
You can use a deep walk, less than 3 feet.
He says the reason why we assume you're not going to cut off branches and things like that is that the animal is too much of a distance.
But if the guy does it for you, is that okay?
Trees, what are you going to do? Get off the boat and go,
he'll be doing it for himself.
No, but doing it for you as well. If the guy has to pick it up and pick the animals and make it
more. We haven't talked about this going.
There's trees that hang over the river as well.
If you've got to be able to get a long enough branch to be able to whip the animal, which is,
So what about a steamship? You might come to stoke the.
So with these things we've talked about when it comes to things like bicycles and remember the Benares places, we can't make up our own gazebos. Yeah. So it has to be, if it's something which is stuck there very likely, then within 3 days you may have to take these things into account. If it's likely that there's a good chance you'll have to do malacha, then anachalam, within 3 days it's a problem.
You would have to do malacha, or the
captain is going to have to do it, then you have to know whether it's more yidden on the boat or goyim and things like that. Right. So if you're just a lone yidden on the boat, then you wouldn't have a problem. Yeah, right. But there, if you think through the reasons, but there's canal, you're not strictly speaking cruise lines, things like that shouldn't be too much of an issue. But you've got to know where it comes to getting off and things like that. That's where you can have this problem.
They have these Jewish cruises, but I assume the majority of people are still not Jewish, aren't they? They have cruises which are kosher cruises, but I assume the majority aren't kosher on the whole ship.
Yeah,
I think
so. That would be the case.
No, never have a majority of Jews.
Unless you find out that there's
Not 1,500 people, 2,000 people.
They never take a boat.
And sometimes the workers outnumber the crew. The crew outnumbers the people. I'm telling you,
Yes.
Crew is enormous.
So there used to be all these Israeli boats. I've been on one in the 60s. You know, Zim used to run all these cruises to Israel. That's quite possible. It could have been Jewish boats. Majority of Jews going to Israel, that sort of thing. This is a long way back. The 60s were here. Well, no, I don't mean that. That was Pekuch Nefesh. Well, it's after the war, too. I suppose it's Pekuch Nefesh.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, get them to Israel. It was after the war already.
Yeah.
No,
the British wouldn't let them dock.
Yeah, but that wasn't Pekuch Nefesh. That probably wasn't Pekuch Nefesh.
My wife remembers going on a boat. Well, she doesn't remember. She was told she was on the boat when she was about 2 years old, going from Italy. My wife from Italy to to Israel. She was told she was seasick. She doesn't remember.
This wasn't going to live in Israel, or
no, they were just going on holiday, or whatever, visiting grandparents or whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Sif Gimel. Here about the Mutar Lahaflik Meir of Shabbos. This was the this is what I mentioned yesterday about the Rosh and Tosfos as understood by the Beis Yosef, right? Because we suggested, at least, I think that's the way some learned the Rosh, is that the whole thing about you can't be Kohen Shvisa on the ship because the ship's going to move, that means if you're doing it with your food. And I thought, if you stay there, like that, well, basically the ship's Lagoy Tashri, in French, and such a shitter, if you're there for Bein HaShmoshis, you can then get off and come back on. Right, that's the way we learned it. That's not the way the Beis Yosef understands it. The Beis Yosef understands it goes together with this shit he's bringing here, which is the Rosh for, and that is, Heichot Mutar Lahaflik Meir of Shabbos, where it is Mutar. So in other words, there's no problems on all the Tuchumin and Melachos, no issues. Right? So I'm allowed to get on Erev Shabbos, that is no problem, owning Shabbos. But you've got to realize, Im Nechanas Pastrinam Erev Shabbos, if you got onto the ship on Erev Shabbos, become a Vot Shavisa, and you're kind of Shavisa there, Alma Bisha Mafleget B'Shabbos, even though it's only going to actually set sail on Shabbos, that's Mutar, that's alright. But says the Mechaber, that is with the condition that you do not leave the boat until Shabbos comes in. Until the boat sets sail, right? Do not get off the boat. If you get off the boat, even after being Ashmoshes.
Doesn't it say this? Until you couldn't get off the boat. Say it went to another port. I suppose when you went off, you would lose your.
You'd lose your thing.
So that would be the problem.
Yes, the reason that it's interesting, the reason that he brings over here is because, that's interesting, because he says, look, at the end of the day, okay, this is not the Nakuda that the part we were seeing in the Rosh, that was us being kind of Shavisa. Yeah. He was saying, you know, about being able to walk the whole ship. Summer, though, you remember, you can't get onto a boat because of the problem of, it looks like, it's like swimming on the water. Oh. And then you've got the gazero of swimming, same thing there. So that's not going to help you, the fact, yeah, but it's Kohen Shvisa. Kohen Shvisa would allow you to walk the whole ship. So in other words, he said, that's what the Mishnah Berurah brings over here. That, it's not it's not necessarily to the exclusion of what the Rosh said there, that Rosh that we were quoting. Because that was with regard to the Nakuda, he was challenging the Rashbam who said, it's actually the Ram, that what do? They get onto the boat, and they set up the candles, they light the candles, they eat there, then they go up, they come back on, right? Yeah. What's the idea? Ah, be Kenesh Shavisa. So the Rosh said, anyway, if you tuck a hold, that without being Kenesh Shavisa, you're not going to be able to walk the whole boat, yeah. Which you disagree with anyway, because it's like Deva Sahar, that's Tosfos, yeah? Then it's not going to help you anyway, because you can't be Kohen Shvisa like this on the boat. And that was the question, what does that mean? The way he's understanding, it means even though you were there, Bein Ashmoshes, and in which case we're talking about, because you know, we're having difficulty understanding. But he's saying, but there's not a problem, which is, you can't get onto the boat.
Can't get on, you can't be on.
You can't get onto the boat on Shabbos.
That's
the problem. There's no hazard to get onto the boat.
Helping the raft is only getting on the boat, not being on the boat.
Even though you were there, being on Shabbos doesn't help. The minute you get off, you now got the problem.
So
you
couldn't disembark on Shabbos if you came into a particular.
You could disembark, you just can't get back on.
Get back on, that's right. And you would be kind of.
Even if it's not. It depends on the thing. It could be the.
Even if it's not moving on Shabbos.
Well, actually, when you get. Again, that's top dollars. We'll see.
You can't get back on, even if it's not.
According to the Machab. Even
if it's not going anywhere.
Ah, if it's not going anywhere, then no, for sure, then it's all right.
Yeah.
If it's going to set sail again. Okay. Correct. Yeah, no, if it's not going anywhere, then you're
all right. Yeah, but you don't know if it's going to set sail again.
But if you get out.
On the boat, there's
and it can be a way
you get out. You'd be a real trouble. Then you get back on.
Anyway, this boat of going, you know, on holidays. They stay in Memphis for one day and there you go.
So
you're allowed to go out.
Whether you're allowed to get back on, according to the Mechaber, will depend
even
on.
Even if the boat stays there for that day?
Then you can get on. Then you can get back on. Then you're alright. But if it's going to, they say, right, okay, we're stopping here at 9 o'clock in the morning, we're stopping here from 9, we're setting sail again in 6 hours. Right? Still, yeah, a yeah, off, then you'll have a problem. Stay on the boat.
Why would you have a problem?
Because you can't get back on. Because they're going to be setting sail again.
Oh, before the end of Shabbos. Yeah. That's mm-hmm. a problem, before the end of Shabbos.
Yeah.
So if you get the boat, that's your mock-up as a boat, you've got 2,000 hours after that. So is that as far as you could go in the town?
That as I said, we're going to wait for the next tugio. You're talking, you've been clinish weeks on the ship or not?
Yeah, absolutely so. That's you've got the whole time.
Yeah, enough on army, then 100%. So you're talking about in a case where you haven't been clinish weeks, so then.
I think you haven't been clinish.
No, that's something else. That is something else, yeah. That you'd be able to go the whole time, maybe not. If you haven't been clinish weeks, so.
Well, how would you not be clinish weeks?
No, if you've been clinish weeks on the ship, then no, the minute it comes in, if you're now within 10, then you've got a problem.
Right.
That's something else.
You'd never be within 10, would you? I mean, when you get off the boat, you are, yeah.
Okay, leave it for that.